Thank you very much. We've got a great, great program lined up for you and a big announcement with Bill O'Reilly today. So stand by. All right. We all know that, you know, socialism is coming to America. But did you know that our own HHS secretary, Alex Azar, is helping the cause by trying to get foreign countries to dictate the prices of our medicine? This will cause shortages. It'll set medical research back. This is not a good idea. FreedomWorks is doing everything they can to sound the alarm on this, to stop socialized medicine. I want you to do your own homework. Start by going to freedomworksforme.org and look at this case and tell Secretary Azar to fix patients, not prices. The prices of our medicine to other countries, by having the other countries fix our prices, does not fix our problem. FreedomWorksForMe.org.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Massive manhunt for a man who tried to pawn his baby. What's the problem? I mean, can we do that? We can't pawn our babies now? Because I didn't think it was a baby. If he chooses that it's not a baby, or can only a woman do that? Is this a problem because it's a man doing it? I'm just not sure. A great show lined up for you. We begin in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Mother's Day is Sunday. It's a little song I just started to write. I haven't gotten very far on it, but I think you get the gist. It is Sunday, Mother's Day. 23andMe, for a limited time, is taking 30% off their health and ancestry kit until May 13th. Now, as a family, we sent in our health and ancestry kit, and I'm telling you, it was one of the coolest experiences we've ever had. Honestly, as a family, we waited for that stuff to come back. The kids were asking all the time. Then we sat down on the couch, and because they came in at different times, you know, mine came in first, then Tanya's came in, and the kids were so excited to go over each one to see where our ancestry was, but also to look at the traits and the health traits. And you know, there's a couple of them where they're like, you know, when you get into the health thing, it's like, talk to your doctor, and you have to, you know, click on all these boxes that are like, don't panic. And by the time you get there, you're like, oh my gosh, do I have leprosy? And we didn't have any health problems, but we still had to click through all those windows. But it is amazing. It'll tell you all about diabetes, whether you are prone to it, and the things that you can do to help not get diabetes and or whatever else that you might have. The health and ancestry kit, a great thing, really, honestly, for the whole family. At least it was for my family. Maybe we're weird, but yes, we are weird, but I don't think it's because we're weird that we enjoyed it. $30 off right now. 23andMe, get it for Mother's Day. 23andMe, their health and ancestry kit. Go to 23andme.com/Beck. That's where you'll be able to save the $30. That's the number 23andme .com/Beck. It's Mother's Day. Could you hang on just a sec? I'm sorry. It's for Mother's Day, the offer ends soon. Why do I have to take this phone call? I'm so sorry. I appreciate.
We could finish the commercial, but I mean, if we could just get to it when you.
Why would I start the? Fred, hello, Fred.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Beck.
Yes, Fred.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Oh wow, I'm a huge fan of yours. Thank you so much for having me on. My name's Fred McCostraff. I am the head of right wing outreach for the Democratic Party, and I just wanted to. I am really excited about this crop of candidates, and I just wanted to tell you about some of them.
Okay.
I'm a lifelong Republican. I am in the boat with you. I have always voted Republican every single election since I was a child.
Right.
But this time I've changed, and I just want to be able to come on the show and tell you just a little bit about some of our exciting candidates for 2020. You're going to love them.
Okay.
I think your audience is going to be very excited.
Okay, I highly doubt that, but
Let me tell you about one candidate. You may have heard of her, Elizabeth Warren. Now, I think your audience is going to be very excited about what she's bringing to the table.
I don't.
She's got a lot of pro-business policies. And I know we're very pro-business.
Yes.
It's one of the things that we are.
I have a feeling that you've never voted for a Republican in your life.
Hold on one second. Let me tell you about what is going to happen in 2020. Okay, first of all, she's got this great business, pro-business policy. And you've heard about her wealth tax, which has been very misrepresented, and we can get into that another time.
Right.
Another one she's coming out with here the next couple of weeks. I think you guys are going to love it as Republicans, and as we are all Republicans.
Yeah, I don't think you, Fred, you're not a Republican.
So it's called a breath tax. Now, the breath tax works like this. It's very interesting.
Hold on,
really going to love this.
Hold on just a second. A breath tax.
Yes, it's very simple, very easy to implement. Basically, what would happen is when you inhale, 3% of your salary goes to the government.
Right.
But hold on, let me get to the pro-business part.
Right.
When you exhale, only 2% of your salary would go to the government. So a total of 5%, but 3% in. So if you hold your breath, the longer you hold your breath, the less taxes you pay. I mean, this is an exciting proposal.
I think
you guys are going to love it. And it's going to create lots of jobs.
How is that going to create any jobs?
It's going to be fantastic.
Every time. It's not like, so does that add up? Is it like the second breath is another 5%?
Well, it would work that way. So you'd add on the first, it's unimportant. That's down in the future. We'll deal with the second breath when we get there.
Okay.
This policy, Glenn. And as a Republican, I think we'll agree on this one.
I'm not a Republican, and I don't think you are.
Do you care about jobs? Because I know I care about jobs. That's why I changed to the Democratic Party very recently. I've been a lifelong Republican.
Right.
But when I changed over to the Democratic Party, one thing I found was interesting about this breath tax is it creates jobs.
How does it create jobs?
So this will create or save 1.5 billion jobs.
Wait a minute. And it will create or save
1.5 billion jobs.
Haven't heard that one for a while.
It's amazing. And what it's going to do is you're going to have people who are going to go around with mobile oxygen monitors. And you'll be going to work. Let's say you're going to work.
Yeah.
And you'll have a person riding with you in your car with a mobile oxygen monitor.
Right.
And they will be just putting a very unintrusive large plastic mask over your face. Just monitor.
Now wait, this sounds like something I don't want in my life.
Really?
So a stranger driving with me to work, while I'm driving, they're putting a large mask over my...
Most of it's clear, though. You're going to be able to see most of the road. I mean, this is not... It's going to be very unintrusive.
Right.
You're going to like that. But it's not our only policy, I'll say
right,
that.
Right, okay.
Not
all right.
The only one. I know we hate immigrants, for example.
No,
as
we...
right-wingers, wow, do I hate the immigrants.
No, we don't
despise
hate...
Despise them. Right?
No, we don't.
We hate immigrants.
No, we don't hate immigrants.
What are these people? They're different colors. We don't want them here.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Okay, you're with me on this one,
I know.
Because we're all Republicans here.
Right.
And I think your audience is going to be very excited about Elizabeth Warren. Who's more anti-immigrant than a Native American? I mean, it was their land. She doesn't want anyone coming here at all. She doesn't like black people, orange people, white people. She doesn't like any of them.
No,
she's hates the immigrants more than someone who had basically their entire race wiped out and put onto casinos or whatever, right?
No, that's
so
not what
you're with me on this.
No,
one,
I'm
you're a Republican.
No, I'm
Republican.
Not with you on this.
You know, a lot of people say, Elizabeth Warren, she can't be for a strong border. Because she's not wanting to build the wall. Well, have you asked her what her policy is? I think a lot of Republicans would be interesting. She wants to drape smallpox blankets across the border. She's got throw blankets. She's already infected them with smallpox. She wants them on the border. You are going to love
this. Does she?
Oh, she hates the immigrants, Glenn. You're going to love this woman. Elizabeth Warren hates immigrants, loves breath taxing.
Okay. Thank you very much, Fred. I appreciate it. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know why I took that phone call.
It's interesting they're trying to bring both sides together.
They really are.
Yeah.
They really are. And they know us. They've spent the time to get to know us.
Yeah. I think that's a nice thing.
It really is. It really is.
I don't know. It could be winning over votes right now. I think the Trump administration's a little terrified of that.
Well, the smallpox blanket screen, It's cheaper.
It's definitely a lot less expensive.
Yeah.
You need to run wires over a long distance.
But like clothesline.
Yeah. It could just be easily like rope.
We can get like, you know, when they have like conventions and stuff, just like that drape and piping.
Yeah, right.
Except it's just smallpox nice. Blankets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never thought Elizabeth Warren would be the one that would come up with that, but...
pretty exciting time yeah. for Republicans.
Yeah.
Like that guy.
Yeah.
Like Fred.
Welcome to Friday. We've got a great show for you today. Yes, today. I mean, we have a show for you today. A great show for you. It'll probably be scheduled in at some point. But today we have a show for you. Mm-hmm. And we're pretty thrilled about it. Bill O'Reilly is going to be with us in just a few minutes. And we have kind of a cool, really cool announcement. One that I really thought, he's not going to do that. And I called him up and he was like, yeah. And so we have a cool, really cool announcement with Bill O'Reilly coming up in just about 45 minutes.
Today's the Uber, the big IPO coming out here in the near future. There's a story out about some of these investments on these startups,
mm-hmm.
which is somewhat impressive. It's like these type of investments that you just never, they never come around to you, you know? So this is, someone invested, this is first round capital, invested $500,000 in Uber back in the day. Their return so far, $2.5
billion. Oh, holy cow.
Don't you love that?
Listen, so these well, are, I would love it more if it was I would you. Have been the guy. Yeah.
Right. That was in 2010. So the return on the investment, it is over a 9-year period. So you have to take that into account.
Oh, my God.
$500,000 into $2.5 billion.
See, this is the kind of lottery I want to win.
Yes.
You know, going to the lottery and just doing a scratch ticket, it's not. I would want to win the lottery where you've invested, you know, $1,000 and it's worth $1 million.
Yeah.
You know, and you've built something at the same time.
Right. And it kind of, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it doesn't feel.
But I guess that's what the lottery is, because we're building this great education system
oh,
all
wow.
around the country.
It's amazing,
you
isn't
know?
It?
It's so
really is
great.
So well.
Because I think, wow, we've invested how much through the lottery in education, and look how good it is.
Mm.
So we could have built something like Uber, but no. Education in the U.S.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, too, where you don't get the respect if you win the lottery. Winning the lottery is basically people look at you and they're like, oh, that dope lucked out and now they got all this money and it pisses me off. When you invest some money into a company, which is just as much a crapshoot as the lottery, basically.
It is.
So many of these things shut down. Then you're like, wow, that guy's a business genius. I mean, he didn't come up with the idea or do any of the work on it, but he put his money into it very early.
I would love one of these guys to come out, like, you know, in a bathrobe and slippers and pull up in a big, like, you know, Winnebago.
Mm.
And, you know, I'm just here to collect my $1 billion. Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew?
There's some money at it, and it worked. Here's some other ones. A $750,000 investment in Lyft, worth now $240 million. Not bad. Mm. Yeah, not quite the Uber return.
The billion. You're supposed to do this the other way, because that would have seemed really wow.
I know. Well, I'm getting there. We have a $9 million LinkedIn investment, $1.3 billion.
I want that person dead.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is. I want that person dead. Okay, so I don't even know. Somebody signed me up for LinkedIn years ago. And then I can't stop LinkedIn. You just can't stop it. You can't stop it. Then about, I don't know, 6 months ago, I was like, I give up. Fine. Join.
Oh,
I don't
no.
care. Go.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. Don't ever do that. Don't ever do that.
Are you getting just constantly berated?
If you don't get an email from me, if you're my wife... Honey, could you answer my email? I can't find it anymore. I don't know. I got a LinkedIn. That's all I got. Hey, I want to join your network. I don't have a network. I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't want it anymore. Please.
And it's one thing with LinkedIn because it's activity. Like, people are asking you to come. Hey, can you be part of my network? I swear, though, it feels like they reach out on your behalf to others as well. So they're constantly saying, and they're just persistent in trying to make you do additional things.
And, well, yeah, they're like, hey, did you know somebody just had a job promotion? You should congratulate tell them something.
Them. Yeah.
And
tell them something.
You should tell them something. And here's four suggestions. And you're like, I don't. Okay, that one. Hey, great on whatever you did. Like, you send it, and they, you know, they're like, I got one of those two about you.
Right.
You didn't even put any thought into it. You're like, right. I know. I'm trapped in LinkedIn hell.
Okay, 8.1 million in Snap really got to 1.5 billion. 250,000 in Pinterest returned 399 million. How about 11.8 million in Google Kleiner Perkins in 1999, 4.8 billion. And then $14.8 million in Facebook, now worth $5.7 billion. I mean, $5.7 billion. And again, this is, you get the respect of being smart out of that.
But my father-in-law, he bought all the Beanie Babies.
Oh, when those things turn those around.
Those things turn around, man. I am sitting on an inheritance like you will not believe. All right. Let me tell you about 1-800-Flowers. 1-800-Flowers. As a kid, you could get away with a lot. But I know my kids are in the car right now listening to me. And kids, you're not really kids anymore. You're teenagers. And so mom isn't going to be so forgiving. Oh, yeah, but they're so cute. She wants something nice that says that you thought about her for at least 10 minutes. Anyway, right now, you can go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Now, 1-800-Flowers.com, kids, I know, is not on the circle. So you can actually go to that site, and I will go there with you, and you can pick something out, and it will be sent to mom so she knows you thought about her for 10 seconds. 1-800-Flowers.com. Go there now. 1-800-Flowers.com for the last minute kid shopping. Hint, hint. 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers.com. Click on the radio icon. Enter the promo code Beck. Mother's Day is Sunday. 1-800-Flowers.com. Code Beck. We break for 10 seconds. Station ID. Okay, so a couple things happened to me last night. One, I had the greatest night ever because I had the opportunity to lie to two family members, and each of them thought that they were in on it. We went to the kids' school, and Cheyenne and Tanya both got an award. She got a service award, and I don't know. Cheyenne got a I bribed the teacher with my smiles award. I don't know what that. But anyway, Cheyenne knew about mom's award, and mom knew about Cheyenne's award. I knew about both. And so I was telling them. Yeah, I was telling them both a lie. I'm like, okay, all right. Cheyenne might know if I say I'm coming, because then she might know, oh, maybe I've got some sort of, you know, scholastic award or something. And so I'm going to tell her that I'm not coming. Okay. So then when I show up, it'll be too late. She won't even think of it. She'll be like, oh, Dad's here. Great. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I told my daughter, listen, mom's getting an award, but she can't know. So we need you to go and you just be with mom. And I'm going to tell mom I'm not coming. So then when I show up, so both of them thought they were in on this scam of me showing up.
And you were, in a way, you're saying lie, and what a strong word that is. Really, you told the individual truth to both of them.
Yes, I did. Hmm. Yes, I did. I mean, it was great. Mm-hmm. I loved it. I loved it.
So were they surprised?
Yeah, they were both surprised. That's and cool. It was really great. It was better than last year. My son won the Christ-like
public school.
Yeah, no. What was it, like the Christ-like award or something for the, what was it? Yeah, most Christ-like award, something like that. And I've never been more embarrassed in my life, okay? He actually, he did not know he was going to win, but he had dressed up as if it was like going to be a, you know, an Academy Award. And he goes to a school that has the word Academy in it, mm-hmm. okay? And so when they announced the Christ-like award, which, and his name, he stood up like it was the Academy Awards, and he was like, yes, yes, thank you, thank you. And then he gets up. Nobody gives speeches, nothing. He gets up. He kind of nudges the teacher out of the way, and he said, I'd just like to thank the Academy for this award. And it was like, and I was just in the back sweating, going, oh, my gosh. No, it's the Christ-like award, son.
He's awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
I love how, I like how he kind of puts you in awkward positions, because this is your specialty and has been your specialty for decades with your children.
Yeah.
Of putting them in the most awkward positions possible.
Yes, yes. And now they're doing it to me. He is insistent on talking to you, by the way.
Oh, really?
He wants to do jokes with Rafe. He's like, Dad, there'll be 20 seconds. Just 20 seconds. They're just bad jokes with Rafe, and you just drop them in, and they'll be incredibly embarrassing for you. And I'm like, I don't.
Approved. No, I mean, he doesn't need to talk to me at all. Just bring it in, Rafe.
Right. Okay. So anyway, so that was the first thing. Then I'm so happy. I'm going out to dinner with my family, two award winners. The Academy has recognized them.
Yes.
And we have dinner, and my wife says, tell me about the vegan burger. Now, my daughter, my other daughter, mm-hmm. my second oldest, Hannah, she has decided to go all vegan.
Oh, yeah.
And now I see my wife say, tell me about the vegan burger. I said, it stops here. It stops here right now. Stop it.
Oh, we're
stop it.
It doesn't stop here. We're escalating it. We're escalating it. We, as you know, there's this vegan burger called the Impossible Burger that people say tastes just like the meat.
Impossible.
Impossible. That's why they call it that.
Yes,
well, there's
impossible.
A shortage going. However, we have secured some for you and Pat to taste test coming up.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
Alrighty, realestateagentsitrust.com. I'm excited, by the way, an announcement with Bill O'Reilly coming up in just about a half an hour.
He's going vegan, too.
Oh, that's funny. Realestateagentsitrust.com. Started by me and my brother, Robert, to be able to help people find the things that I was looking for. Can I just get a good real estate agent? I don't even know the questions to ask. I mean, like, you don't have a toupee, right? Because I know people don't like toupees and people, so that'd probably drive the price of the house down if I had a real estate agent with a toupee. I don't even know what to ask. How do you find a great real estate agent? That's what this service is. Doesn't charge you, doesn't cost you anything. It's realestateagentsitrust.com. Realestateagentsitrust.com. If you're looking to buy or sell a house, these are the people who are the best in your area. We've done all the vetting for their history and everything else. We have found the best people in your area. If you're looking to buy or sell, these people all listen to the show. They have your same sensibilities, and they will help you. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com.
Sign up at BlazeTV.com/Glenn. You can get your subscription, watch all the great shows, Crowder, Levin. Use the promo code Glenn.
For a few weeks now, I've been reminding you that Mother's Day is fast approaching, now just days away. So 1-800-Flowers is here to help you pick out a gorgeous bouquet that will show her that you love her. 1-800-Flowers is having amazing offers for Mother's Day bouquets and arrangements, starting at $29.99. 1-800-Flowers are amazing. They're picked fresh from the best farms, so they last longer. With an amazing selection of sweets and treats and bouquets, 1-800-Flowers has everything you need for Mother's Day. They have all of the flowers. flowers starting at $29.99, which is an amazing offer, but you have to order today. So make sure you lock in this offer, only good while supplies last. After you've chosen your gorgeous bouquet or arrangement, just pick your delivery date and let 1-800-Flowers handle the rest. 1-800-Flowers, help mom know how much you love her. Order today, 1-800-Flowers.com. To order a beautiful and vibrant Mother's Day bouquet starting at $29.99, go to 1-800-Flowers.com/Beck. Order today, save 1-800-Flowers.com/Beck. Welcome to the program. Hello, Pat.
Hi, Glenn.
How are you?
I'm great.
I mean, you've got to be great with two hamburgers in
right?
front of you.
Yes.
Right?
I'm a little nervous, though. One of them's not a real hamburger.
I know. So here's the thing. My daughter has gone vegan, and I don't
so
like
is
it.
My
at all.
Wife, I hate it.
Oh, really?
My wife is starting to go vegan too. Yeah. I hate
Jackie's
it.
Jackie's almost completely vegan. She just won't.
Like, I just I'm not interested anymore.
Oh, shut up!
Okay,
it's time to leave.
I didn't
you
marry you,
right?
With this in the right?
Mind. Okay, first of all,
this
I never
not part of the deal.
I never said to anyone in my entire life. I know what I want to be married to, a 50-year-old woman. Never said that. Never, ever. And now vegan.
Right.
It's done. It's over. I'm out.
I know. This is just pleasure
it's
for me.
Crazy.
Pure pleasure to watch this happen
every
to you.
Every night, she just is just vegetable garbage.
So I'm going to. So we're going to New York for a week or two, and I'm going to be working. And my daughter was like, "I'll cook," and I'm like, "Oh, that would be no, wait." And she's like, "Yes, I'm going to cook." Wait, that means nothing. She won't, nothing animal. Hmm. Nothing animal.
Wow, when did that start?
She started it about, it started creeping in maybe 2 years ago.
Hmm.
And Tim was really unhealthy, and he was starting to look like me, and all of a sudden.
I don't remember that era, do you, by any chance, Pat? Because I see Tim every day, and I don't remember this era.
I don't remember the era.
Oh, no, he was like,
looking like Glenn. No,
he looked like, what's his name from the Santa Claus? I mean, it was like,
Tim Allen?
Yeah, it was bad. Anyway, so they just started eating healthy, and then I knew it. I said to Tim, don't do it, man. She's starting to eat healthy.
Yeah.
You know that. You know where this leads.
But you got to understand that your daughter, like when vegans look at your daughter, they're like, look at that crazy left winger over there. Like they think she's not a left winger, but she is way further than vegan, right? Like she is to the point of like,
no, she's one of these
composting and like she's like all the way there.
Yeah, but not to
at
the
least
weird
she's living
part,
it, right? I mean,
yeah,
like
she's living
how often
it,
do
and
we
she
see
does
this from
what I really like. She never lectures anybody.
Yeah.
She's just living it. And she's like, you know, Dad, you don't have to, you know, it's my, but we go out to dinner and she will bring her own, you know, her own little, you know, Tupperware stuff or whatever
that's
she's
impressive.
Got.
Impressive.
Yeah, she lives it.
Huh. Wow. Well, yeah. Living it is becoming easier as someone who has to deal with this every day, especially in Texas where I think the most vegan thing you can have is like ribs with like less lard than normal included. Like that's
vegan
the vegetarian
is,
way to live.
Vegan is we've taken the right. eyes off it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we took the head off.
Yeah. There you go. So there's this thing called the Impossible Burger. There's a shortage nationwide right now of these things. And they're one of these, there's two main companies doing this, trying to basically make a plant-based burger that and other sorts of meats.
Okay, so this is not like better living through pharmaceuticals.
No,
this is not Dow.
No.
This is they take the enzyme of a pea or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, they found the specific thing that makes meat taste like meat basically. And it's
then how come peas don't taste like meat?
Because there's a very small amount of maybe. I don't know exactly.
Okay.
They are experts at this and I am not. However, they basically put that in as part of these things. And if you take a quick glance, right, you'll look and they do look like a normal burger.
Yeah, it does not look normal.
Like, yeah. So there's two standards here. I'd like because we have an A and B taste test. One is a real burger. One is an impossible burger. We got them from Hop Dottie, which is a Texas restaurant, which I got them last night. So they're kind of reheated and that's going to hurt it. Maybe.
Yeah, that's going to mess with it.
So there's two standards here quickly.
Yeah.
One
is the look.
Is it edible? Do you like it? Would it taste good? Two, you know, can you tell the difference? I think you're going to be able to tell the difference maybe, but I would like to see if you just think it tastes pretty
good. I was going to say I knew which one was beef just by looking at them. And then I looked at both of them and
they look
they look
pretty
exactly
similar.
Exactly the same.
Yeah. So
I'm going to try it.
All right. Pat,
okay, I think I want to go on record. I think B, just by the look of it, is the fake burger.
Okay.
Okay.
We're both trying.
Really?
I'm trying
A.
So A definitely tastes like meat.
Okay, I got to take some of this.
They got some Glenn's getting rid of the evil vegetables that have been placed on his burger.
That's wrong. I mean, the vegetables are wrong, not getting rid of them.
I mean, they grow in the ground.
That's nasty. Ew. I don't want that.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I would say this is a burger.
I would say right? A is a...
That's meat.
Is meat. It's not...
Unless I haven't gotten to the aftertaste yet. That might be the telling hint. Is there an aftertaste?
I would say that's... A is a... And this isn't fair because it tastes like a bad reheated burger.
It is. Yeah. It's a good reheated burger. I mean, Pop Daddy is a good place, but we did have to buy them. I couldn't find a place that made them for breakfast, sadly. Yeah. So we haven't reached peak capitalism yet.
Yeah, you know, when we are in Texas and they won't
make us
when we have a location in this building, then we're into something.
All right, so now I'm going to try B.
The worst part about this too is I couldn't bring the queso fries.
Mm.
Oh, that's
B is a fake burger.
I agree. It's not bad though.
No. Does it taste like meat?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It absolutely tastes like meat. It just tastes like
I think the textural difference is a
little bit, but it tastes like a fast food burger almost.
Right. And again, they are reheated, so it's not a knock on Hop Dottie's burgers, which are excellent by most tellings.
Mm-hmm.
I would still eat this.
You would still eat it?
I'd still eat this, and I would think that it was a burger.
If you just gave this to me fresh,
yeah,
and it was hot and fresh, I bet I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know the difference.
And that's B?
Yeah.
That's B.
The reason you wouldn't know the difference is that is the real
burger.
That is
the real
one. You're kidding me.
Are you serious?
B is the real burger. A is the impossible burger.
That is insane.
Isn't that insane?
That's amazing.
I'm shocked that both of you went with the wrong
one. That is amazing.
Wow. Isn't that? That's incredible.
Oh, that's crazy. That's wrong. That's wrong to do that to me.
I mean, that is
I demand that plants taste like plants and animals taste like animals. I demand it. It's too confusing a world. That really is crazy.
I could go vegan.
With those. Because they are freaking good, man. They taste... I mean, it's been years since I've had a hamburger because, this is how I eat all the time. So I was wondering if...
For us to think...
For you to think that...
Is amazing.
Is amazing. And we had your chef was in here. He's the guy who reheated these today. And he said the same thing. When he had an impossible burger, he didn't know it was.
I mean, Stu, you know this about me. I'm mostly vegetarian.
Mostly vegetarian.
Mostly.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I dabble in, I have a little fish and some chicken.
Right.
And a little bit of beef, like roast.
And some pork.
Steak, ribs. And
a little pork.
Well, bacon.
A good amount of bacon.
Ham.
Ham.
Just sausage.
Right.
But there are thousands of species.
I've never eaten bear.
Never eaten bear.
Never.
Well, I've had bear.
You have had bear?
Yeah, I've had bear.
I've never had bear.
They just said there's 9 million species total in the world. What are you, 10 of them?
Maybe.
I mean, right.
Maybe 10, 15.
Very small percentage of the species. I mean, it's an impressive...
That's amazing.
It's interesting to me, though, that vegans want something that tastes like meat, because I thought that was a point to get away from meat.
Well, I mean, I think... There are various types of vegans. Like, for example, our producer Marissa is a vegetarian. She does not eat these because she doesn't. She's not. It's not her desire. It depends on why you're eating vegetarian, I guess.
I guess so.
It was never a taste issue for me, really. Maybe.
Okay,
a little
so tell
bit
me about the protein.
I would love to tell you about it.
You don't know.
I have read about it in the past. I don't know that I could quote accurately. It gives you the taste of meat.
No. I'm talking about the protein.
Oh, as far as it's much healthier than a normal burger. It's got less fat. It's got less calories. It's got more protein.
I am expecting my cows, because I have a ranch, cows. Yeah. And that's what we raise them to be. I am expecting my cows to be taking their little hooves and pushing plates of this towards me. They're like, have you tried this?
Venture capital is going into Impossible Burger. It's a bunch of cows.
So you can't buy these, though.
You can't buy them in stores to hook them in your house yet. They're at 7,000 restaurants right now across the country. If you go to Red Robin, they have them. Cheesecake Factory has them. A lot of the big chains have started with them. They're about to come. The Impossible Whopper is right around the corner. 7,300 Burger Kings are about to have it as well. They are going into grocery stores later this year.
If Glenn can't tell the difference, I think that's
incredible.
Wild endorsement.
I am blown away by that.
Yeah. That's unreal. Yeah.
We are anti-fake food.
Yes.
We are anti-vegan stuff. We both hate vegetables.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And for that to fool... And I'm a rancher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a rancher. I breed my cattle for a certain texture and taste.
Yes.
I mean...
Amazing. It's amazing.
That's amazing.
Is this a lot less calorie-wise than meat?
I would say it's maybe 20%. 25%. It's not like but it is better health-wise for you. But it's not like a diet burger. It's like 12 calories. You can tell why eating it. It's not mega light. It's a good burger.
Can I tell you something? This is the reason you do not force government regulation.
Mm. Yeah.
When you have something that is as good or better, I would gladly be a vegan. Mm-hmm. I would gladly not raise animals to be slaughtered for hamburgers if that was out and prevalent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You don't have to lecture me. You don't have to scare me. You just have to come up with a product through the free market that is as good. And then you'll gladly do it.
How often have we said that about wind and solar?
Yeah.
Yes. My house finally is right. My house has been green from the get-go, my ranch.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't we don't have any source of electricity other than what we make. So when we started it, I still had to have a huge diesel generator for the house that would click on at night because of, you know, the wind power and the solar would stop, and so I would still have to run generators. And I would use
that fixed now?
Yeah,
wow.
That thing, the last time I was up there, because we put the new generation now of solar panels up,
mm-hmm.
and the new generation of batteries, and they're still not
that had
right.
To be pricey.
Yeah, wow. it's still very expensive, jeez. But my generator hasn't run in months.
Really?
Yeah, it's totally green. Now,
it's
you
amazing.
Get this right. So, I mean, you hate rich people. Well, it's rich people who are buying this. The next generation and the next generation.
Right.
I still hate them, though.
Yeah.
But to be able to get it to where it's going to be reasonable for everybody.
Yeah.
And once it's reasonable, everybody's going to have it.
Yeah.
Stop True. With this nonsense of government control. The free market system is fixing all of this.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting. I mean,
it is.
These companies are trying to solve this problem without going through the government.
I mean, this it shows you how incredible it is and what's possible.
Hey, that is... No, it's impossible.
It's impossible.
And you know what? Let me tell you something.
It's an impossible burger.
Let me. They should call it that. You know what? Really, truly amazing is Pat and I both said leading up to this, it's impossible. We will know.
Yeah. I really thought you would know.
Yeah. And then we didn't.
Okay, wait. Okay, so there's two things in capitalism, two things that have happened today, and I want to show the other one. It'll probably be later in the show, but it's amazing. How many times have you looked at a concept car and you went, oh man, they should build that?
Okay, they never do.
And they never do. Mm-hmm. And when you think of the interior of a concept car, it always looks like a jet or, you know, something that you're like, whoa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I saw something today and I thought it was a concept car, and I'm like, they should build that. And then it said 2020, and I started doing my homework on it, and it's made here in America, and it is, it's honestly something you would look at and go, concept car, there's no way.
Really?
And it's out next fall, and made here in America.
Wow. It's incredible. I saw some of the cool footage of it. I mean, it is incredible.
It's incredible. It's incredible. So we are on the cusp of all of man's wildest dreams and on the cusp of man's most terrific nightmares. And the free market provides one, and socialism will provide the other. Mm-hmm. Boy, we should be endorsers of the Impossible Burger.
I've made this argument before, because look, you
can
talk
get
about
the greenies in the left.
Exactly. You need conservatives to be able to consider things like this if it's ever going to, you know, if what your design is and you want to stop, you know,
you could have things, all the lefties in the world say, go to Burger King and try the Impossible Burger, and I never do it.
No.
But you have somebody like Pat, yeah, who's like, okay, you know me. No way. Try it. It's unbelievable. Okay. If you're a small business owner, chances are your business is booming. So how's your workload? Are you killing yourself? You need some great new employees so you don't have to work 24/7. You need a great HR partner that doesn't put more work on you to find the right people. Pat is still eating it, and I have no desire to eat the real one, right?
Yeah.
It's ZipRecruiter.com/Beck. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Beck. Do it now. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site for the first day. Try it for free at this special exclusive web address. It's ZipRecruiter.com/Beck. The smartest way to hire. So I just showed, and I'm going to show this to you in just a little while. We have Bill O'Reilly coming up with a special announcement, but I just showed Pat this, what I thought was a concept car.
Mm-hmm.
Does that not look like every concept car
absolutely
that you're like,
does, yeah.
Oh my gosh, you should build this.
Yeah, it's beautiful and futuristic looking.
Like crazy.
So cool and different. Yeah.
Yeah, like I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, and features that you think, wow, why didn't they think of that before?
Right. On sale this fall. Built in Marysville, Ohio.
Wow.
Like,
so great.
It's so great.
Awesome.
So great. We'll talk to you about that and show it to you coming up in just a little while. If you're not watching us on Blaze TV, you should be. Just join us, blazetv.com/Beck. blazetv.com/Beck. Use the promo code, what is it, Glenn? And you're going to save 10%. Join us, Blaze TV. Bill O'Reilly next.
Fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
A lot of stuff has gone on, and the man who knows better than most what all of it means, and I say that because he, of course, will tell us that himself, Mr. Bill O'Reilly, and his analysis of the week next.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Unemployment at historic lows. If I would have told you that we would have 3.9, is it 3.6 now? 3.6% unemployment. If I would have said that 5 years ago, I wouldn't have believed it. I don't think anybody in the audience would have believed it. That is incredible. The best. I was 5 years old the last time that happened. Bill O'Reilly was 55, which is crazy. But anyway, historic lows for unemployment, which means it's going to get harder and harder for you to find the right employee. That's why you really need ZipRecruiter.com/Beck. They're not, you know, some of these things are just, they just dump all the resumes on your desk. That's no help. These guys actually not only sort through them to find the best ones, so they're all highlighted right at the top, but also they go out and they search for the right employee that might not have seen your ad. That's what ZipRecruiter does. It's unlike any other employment service. If you are looking for the right employee, most employers find the quality candidate that they can hire within the first day. It's ZipRecruiter.com/Beck. Try it now. ZipRecruiter.com/Beck. Looking to hire? It's the smartest way to hire, and you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Beck. All right. Mr. Bill O'Reilly.
Yes, here I am. Hello.
So good of you to grace us with your presence today.
You know, Beck, I look forward to this all week.
Do you?
And one of the reasons is that someone has to get you and Stu on the right path.
Well,
and I think that I've been put on earth to do that.
Well, that's one.
It's a very low calling.
It's it's a one reason maybe. All right, so where do you want to start? You want to start with the battle in Congress?
Well, it's not really a battle because they're not fighting among each other. They're basically two camps in Congress. There are Republicans who want to keep the White House and the Senate and then perhaps win back the House. And the Democrats who will do anything at this point to get Trump out of office because they're not real sure they're going to defeat him in 2020. So that's the most important takeaway of all of this, is that the Democratic power structure, this is the swamp in Washington, the big money people, Hollywood, the media moguls, they're not so sure that they can take Trump because Biden is shaky.
Okay, I want to get into Biden. Hang on. I want to get into the Biden thing here in a second. Let's stay on course here for just a second with the holding Barr in contempt, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
The way I read this, Bill, and before we get into the weeds of what they're actually doing and claiming, the way I read this is a suicide note from the Democratic Party because I don't know anyone on the Democratic side in real life that is saying anything but get over it, move on.
Certainly that's the will of the people, and that's why I've made that analysis that the Democratic Party is basically gambling that they're going to finally get something impeachable. That's the goal. If they can get him into an impeachment situation, they know they're not going to convict the Senate. We'll never do that unless there's really something we don't know.
So
the Democrats just want to besmirch, word of the day, Trump, in hoping that the American people will come around to their point of view that Trump doesn't deserve to be president. Now, on the Barr thing and on the Don Jr. thing and on the Mueller thing and on the redaction, it's all the same. They want to retry the Mueller report. They want to recast
it. So stupid.
That's what they want to do.
I know.
And so they it's like going fishing. You put 15 lines in the water and hope you get a couple of bites.
Yeah, but
and
you've been
so maybe
you've
they can
been,
get
you've
Don
been...
Jr. on perjury, or maybe they can get Barr on perjury, or maybe Mueller will say something embarrassing they can put on a soundbite. That's what this is.
But this
isn't
it, but
doing
any
the will
fisherman,
of the people or the work of the people. In
any
Congress.
Fisherman's family would say, "Dad, stop it! We've already gone through this area of the water with nets for two
That's
years."
Right.
Stop
very
it.
Very good. I love that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay,
well, I've learned at the feet of the master.
I guess that's me. but anyway, rather than getting angry, and I know many Americans are angry on both sides.
Yeah.
I'm just wrapping up the United States of Trump. The anger and the hatred toward President Trump is just, I don't think I've ever seen it in this country, ever. I'm going back to Jefferson and to Adams because that was really bad.
Yeah. Do you have the quote of
Lincoln,
the heads on the pike?
You have to
include this in your book. The heads on the pike, and your children will be, your daughters will be raped, and your sons will have their heads on the pike. I love that. That's what Adams said about Jefferson. I mean, if he's elected, that's what's going to happen.
But I think it's worse now because of the internet and because of social media and all that. There's no respite to it.
Yeah.
But I think Americans will basically start walking away from the coverage.
And I already go
over this a lot, but I get the overnight ratings for cable every day. CNN, they don't have one show now cracking a million viewers. Not one.
Try this stat on. I did a special on Blaze.com. We had more viewers.
You should get Blaze.com.
Blaze TV.
Thank you.
BlazeTV.com. I did a special, what was it, last week on socialism. Bill, we had higher ratings on that. More people watched that than were watching primetime CNN. Mm. That's online. That's how much things have changed.
And even Donald Trump, when he gave his speech, Fox News carried the whole speech in Panama City. Didn't do that well. Didn't do that well with it. Not what Trump usually did. So I think people are, look, summer's coming, living is easy, all that. You know, people go, you know, I had enough of this. And that's why I say to people, don't get caught up in the bar and Don Jr. and all of this, because it's not going to really mean anything unless something new comes out.
All right, so now let's switch to Biden. Biden's numbers are astonishing. When you have 22 people in the field and all of these people that are socialist and running right towards the hardcore left, here comes Biden, who is, I don't think, a great candidate. Nobody's chomping at the bit for Joe Biden that I know of. And he throws in, and he is anywhere from 21 points to 39 points ahead of the entire Democratic field. To me, that says there is a thirst and a deep hunger in the Democrats, in the voting base, for anything other than these socialist kooks.
Well, first of all, the Beck audience should go to realclearpolitics.com if they want to see the polling themselves. Realclearpolitics.com does an average of the polls, because you can't believe one or the other polls.
Sure.
Most of these polls don't know what they're doing. Now, Vice President Biden is a formidable candidate, and I don't think anybody should underestimate that, because he's going to have the media in his pocket, and he's going to have at least $600 or $700 million to spend on his campaign. So just the combination of the two make him, don't dismiss him.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he's been around forever. He knows everybody. He's got all kinds of things going for him as far as organization. He's got the entire Obama local organization in all the states at his disposal. This guy, you know, it's not going to be, well, Trump's going to romp over him. It's not going to be close.
Right.
But as far as his competition is concerned, there is none. These people who are running out there are basically running to write books and to get lecture fees. Okay, that's what they're running for. None of them can win. They all know they can't win, including Bernie Sanders, who doesn't even look like he wants to win anymore. Have you seen him lately? And nobody's showing up to hear him. He knows that it's over already. Now, it's possible, I guess, that one of them might capture Iowa, some votes there, some votes in New Hampshire, because in the early voting, the extremists dominate, particularly in Iowa caucus. It's possible one of them might pop up. But in the long run, there's nobody going to beat Biden. And I said this 6 months ago. And living up to my name, what did you call me? The Master Yoda or something? I don't know. But anyway,
no, I don't recall
that title.
We were talking about your funny ears, but
okay. So, any astute political observer knows that the field the Democrats have put out is not going to beat Biden unless Biden collapses. You know, he's 76 years old, so anything could happen, but it's Biden's to lose.
Okay, so
unless Michelle gets in. Now, I always have that Michelle Obama thing in the back of my mind.
Happen. It's not going to happen.
Okay, I mean, I don't think so either, but she'd win.
All right, so she would step in, I think, if Biden implodes.
Yeah, if like a scandal brought him down, in between the convention and the election, maybe something really drastic, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
I could totally see her step in.
Her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
All right. So when we come back, I want to stop one more place with Joe Biden, and that is China and Ukraine. Things that the left is completely dismissing, but it is a gigantic scandal that makes him Hillary Clinton pardieu with graft and scandal and dirty money. We'll get into that here in a second. Also, before Bill leaves, we have a really exciting announcement to make, and we'll do that coming up. Stand by. Back with Bill in 1 minute.
I'm going to talk about your focus for a second. I mean, I know this particular segment with Bill O'Reilly, you don't need anything to help your focus because he's so incredible as Master
Yoda. Laser sharp.
Laser focused. But if you are going through a long day and you're having trouble focusing at work, there's a new study out of Denmark analyzing the deterioration of attention span, partly by studying Twitter and how fast stories cycle through the collective conscience. With all this sort of bombardment from news and social media and everything else, staying focused is really impossible, especially through a long day at work. I love Dawn to Dusk for this reason, because you go through and the Bill O'Reilly segments are exciting, but the rest of it is just Glenn going, blah, 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 blah.
Wait a minute.
Blah.
Well, what happened?
And it's hard to focus. Dawn to Dusk from Brick House Nutrition can help this. It is an extended release mental focus and energy supplement, which lasts up to 10 hours, improves your mood, and most importantly, your focus. And unlike coffee or energy drinks, there's no crash at the end of it. It's a great thing to be able to use when you need it. If you want to increase your performance at work or life in general, go to BrickHouseGlen.com. BrickHouseGlen.com. Get 15% off your first order with the offer code GLENN or call them at 833-RING-BHN. It's Brick House Nutrition. The name of the product is Dawn to Dusk. There's no better way to up your mental game without prescription. Satisfaction guaranteed. BrickHouseGlen.com or 833-RING-BHN. Pause 10 seconds for station ID.
So back with Bill O'Reilly and a Joe Biden question. And there's three parts to this, Bill. There's three separate scandals going on. One, the scandal of Joe Biden's son getting onto the board of, it's not Gazprom, what was it, Burisma, in the Ukraine, and being involved in all kinds of really shady stuff with the Americans financing this oil or natural gas exploration, and his son having absolutely zero experience in that, but suddenly going on the board. Then part two is what happened with China, where his son gets a deal at the same time he and John Kerry are making a deal. Vice President Biden and John Kerry are making a deal with the Chinese. John Kerry's son and Joe Biden's son are also working with the Chinese government, and they give them $1.5 billion to invest in their brand new investment firm. They got a deal that even Goldman Sachs doesn't have. That's part two. But now there's another scandal with Biden, and it goes back to the Ukraine, and it is the origin of the Mueller report. Where do you want to start?
Well, Hunter Biden, the son, has profited tremendously from his father's tenure as vice president. That's where you start, because that's indisputable. You can't have Nancy Pelosi come on or some spinner on CNN or MSNBC and say it's not. Okay. So in America, this is not unusual. The children of powerful people, you saw the movie Meatballs of Bill Murray.
Hang on, just
you know, it doesn't matter. The rich kids have the money, they'll get all the girls.
Right, that's the documentary, Meatballs.
But hang on just a second. Yes, Chelsea Clinton has gone to hedge funds, and we know it wasn't because of, she's so special.
She got a $750,000 job for NBC with no experience.
Correct. Okay, but...
Okay, so...
Wait. That's different. Chelsea is there because she has insight on her parents, yada, yada. She's been around.
What I'm trying to tell you is this. There is an advantage of being a rich powerful kid in
correct and we all know that, but what Hunter right. Biden
so
is doing,
voters have to decide on Biden whether Biden did something corrupt and or illegal in order to get his kid all this money. Now the kid, I understand Hunter Biden flew with his father to China on Air Force Two.
Yes,
that might be a problem.
Yes,
that might be a legal problem.
Well, but
what the Republicans should be doing is, obviously researching this, because Americans, once you say Ukraine, 90% of the American people collapse. All right? They don't want to hear any more about Ukraine.
Right, but China is
so you've
different.
You've got to make it come alive if you want to use it as a political
right.
weapon.
Right. For instance, I know that Donald Jr. will get perks, and so will everybody else, but they also pay a heavy price for being son or daughter.
I'm not making a judgment on it.
Right, and I'm not making a judgment
on
Donald
Jr. And all the other Trump kids.
Right, and I'm not making a judgment on Hillary and Bill's kid, Chelsea. I'm not making a judgment there because I think that, yes, they're using that, but blah, blah, blah. This is different. This is doing deals at the same time, and the Chinese government giving giving a deal that BlackRock, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, nobody has a deal like this. And they give it to him on the same time.
They have to make it come alive if they want to use it. But just saying what you said, it's not going to get traction with the
Well, I tell you what.
What might get traction is Biden saying that China's no threat to the USA. I mean, that's kind of far out there.
Yes. Yes.
Okay? I mean, you know, if China's not a threat to the U.S.,
then what is?
Who is a threat?
Yes, I
Because
agree.
China, if you know anything about it, is an expansionist communist country. They want to expand. They don't want to just say, okay, we're commies and we're going to just stay here. No. You know, you have to have the Dalai Lama about it. So if they're not a threat, and economically they want to dominate the world because they know they can't take the world over militarily, that's over. But economically, you can take the world over now.
Yeah.
And that's what they're trying to do.
And with information.
Biden doesn't see a problem there.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty significant.
Yeah. Okay, so let me go here to China because the Dow is down another 207 points. Donald Trump loves these trade barriers. He loves them. He's never going to give them up. But it is the Dow has had a horrible week because he said, you know what? You know, they were supposed to meet on Friday and they're looking like they're going to renege on this. So I'm going to double them as of Friday if we don't get this deal done. Yeah. Are we going to get this deal done?
I don't know. I mean, my people, and they're pretty good, as you know, say that they had a deal. And then the Chinese came back and well, we don't want to do it now. You do that to Trump, then it makes it personal. So now it's personal. And he said, all right, you're going to renege on the deal. We put all this time and effort into it. And you said to me personally you would do it. And now you're going to back away from it. So here's your 25% tariff. And they know that Chinese economy is wobbling. I would say the odds are there will be some kind of an arrangement. But this is a military war. This is a trade war. And the only weapon the United States has in a trade war are tariffs.
Bill, that's a really interesting observation. And I just wish there was a book that could explain the way Trump thinks that was coming out soon.
Oh, you are such a
Do you know of any such product?
I am sending your mom for Mother's Day. Just tell Marianne that she is going to get Killing the SS. I just got to get her address and everything.
All right.
But I know Trump as well as anybody on this planet knows him. And I just finished 350 pages of my head blew off trying to write about this. It was crazy. But it's personal now with Trump. And you know when it gets personal?
Yeah.
I try to make some kind of deal.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
He ain't going to back off.
Back with Bill O'Reilly here in just a second. We'll talk a little bit about the border and a really exciting announcement that Bill and I have to make together. And we'll do that coming up after the break. More with Bill O'Reilly from BillO'Reilly.com.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
Synthetic identity theft. That just doesn't sound good, does it? Synthetic, what that means is when a criminal creates an identity instead of stealing an existing one. So they will take your social security number and they'll add some fake stuff to it. Names, addresses, birth dates, and they just create somebody, but you're tied up in all of it. The synthetic identities can be used to obtain employment, fake tax returns, get medical care, all of this stuff. And it's happening. Don't let your identity be taken. You need LifeLock.com. They're the best in the business. They've been in this business since the 90s when I thought it was a stupid thing. I'm like, who's stealing your social security number? What? Yeah, I remember thinking that. They, fortunately, were thinking differently, and now they are the leader in protection for identity theft and all threats on your identity. Nobody can watch all transactions at all businesses and, you know, everything else, but they're the best at LifeLock.com. 1-800-LIFELOCK. 1-800-LIFELOCK or LifeLock.com. Use the promo code Beck.
Get all the latest from Blaze TV. You got to be a subscriber. BlazeTV.com/Glenn. It's a place where conservatives can speak their mind. Use the promo code Glenn.
Welcome to the program. We're back with Mr. Bill O'Reilly. We're going to be making an announcement here in just a few minutes on something that Bill and I are going to be doing together that I think is really exciting. But first, Bill, let me ask you, going back to the 2005 Glenn that said to George Bush, you got to take care of North Korea and Iran right now, because there's going to come a time, if we don't, you're going to have no options, because they'll have missiles and they'll have a nuke. And you're just in a patty cake game, hoping to keep them entertained long enough until something else happens in the world that will destroy their regime. We have North Korea now firing missiles. It could be viewed as a failure of the Trump administration. And I'm sure that's the way we would have couched it had Barack Obama done this. But to be fair and go back to the 2005 Glenn, this is the time when there are no good solutions. And we're just biding time, are we not?
Well, I think you can strangle both countries economically, which the Trump administration is trying to do. That's the Pentagon strategy now. Just, you know, strangle Iran so that the people will rise up and throw them out. And the embargoes have been pretty effective over there. The currency is dilapidated. They don't have a lot of services. Goods have a hard time getting into the country. People are angry. North Korea, a little bit different because they don't care whether people starve to death over there.
Yeah, right.
But if you notice, the USA grabbed one of their tankers that was delivering oil.
I did see that.
Yeah. So I think that there are strategies to damage these countries beyond repair without getting into military action that are underway.
So then let me go to
one of two ways. Go ahead.
Let me go to Iran, because we just landed B-52s on the tarmac of Qatar.
Look, Trump would love to hit them, because that, number one, would, you know, distract from craziness here. Uh-huh. And, you know, he likes being a tough guy.
Yeah.
He'd love to hit them, but he can't hit them unless they do something, you know, directly to us. Not Hezbollah, not all of that behind the scenes stuff. Yemen.
So we say
he basically is being a provocateur. The president's being a provocateur. All right, you know, his two carriers.
So
you better not mess around. I'm going to blow you up.
We say that we have credible information that they were about to hit either U.S. allies or U.S. assets and U.S. troops. And that's why we sent these carriers over there. Do you believe that we do have?
Is that the Revolutionary Guard, which is the terror arm of Tehran, the mullahs, is organizing guerrilla attacks inside Iraq, where we have 600 special forces. That's the justification for the move. Okay. I mean, that's not inconceivable. It's probably happening. So, but I think in order for them to bomb, them being the Pentagon, to bomb Iran, it's going to have to be a little bit bigger, a little bit more visible.
Let's switch to the border for a second. I said earlier this week that as long as the economy stays the way it is, stays stable, and if this border continues to spiral out of control, this is so clearly the problem of the Democrats. And what I'm hearing coming out of the border bill is, I mean, we have transferred the population, 1% of the population of Guatemala and 1% of the population of Honduras to the United States illegally in 9 months. And the Democrats are not doing anything about it. They're still saying it's not a crisis. It's not a problem. We don't need anything. I think this is going to hit, you know, as the election comes near, and it's going to be so clear to everyone that this is a real crisis, and it was caused by the Democrats, and it could be a huge, huge gain for the White House. Now, I know that they just started a new program. They're trying to get funding for Operation Credible Fear. Do you know anything about that?
No.
Okay.
I don't know anything about it.
I know very little about it.
One of the pillars of Trump's reelection campaign is the crisis on the border. It's
right.
Got four pillars. That means that Trump's going to run on essentially four things to be reelected. One is the economy.
Uh-huh.
Two is the border. Three is his defeating of ISIS and Islamic terrorism.
Uh-huh.
And four is the trade deals. So those are the four pillars that he's running on. He doesn't feel, the Trump campaign doesn't feel the Democrats have any counter to any of that. So what is Biden going to say? Elect me and I'll have a better economy? Nobody's going to believe that.
Usually,
you're right.
Usually,
illegal immigration going to be big.
If we had this going on, to me, take Trump out of it for a second. To me, this feels like 1984. This feels like, was it 84 that Reagan was reelected? Yeah, 84. It feels like 84, where it's just a different world from what I'm seeing and hearing on television than what I see and feel from average everyday people. They're still concerned, you know, just like in 84, we were still concerned about the Soviet Union and us getting into a war and them vaporizing us. We're still concerned about things, but it seems to all be going in generally the right direction on many fronts. And anything the Democrats are talking about seem to be more of this socialist, but just off the rails in many ways.
The Democrats have only one chance, and that's identity politics. They have
right.
to put together a coalition of the willing that includes all the minority groups, women, and pick off some
and
millennials.
I think people are really sick of that. Average person over 40 is just sick to death of that. So the only thing you have going for them is if Biden can somehow or another make himself not look like a socialist and bring back those people who were voting for Obama, but then voted for Trump. Now, normally those people would stay with Trump or the Reagan. Do you think Biden, I would imagine this is the Biden strategy. Do you think Biden can make the case of, hey, I can continue this great economy and we'll even make it better? Are people willing now, because of the hatred of Donald Trump, to switch horses in midstream?
No, I think Trump will get his 63 million votes. That's what he got last time. I think he'll get it again. But what the Democrats are hoping for, because Hillary did win the popular vote, is a bigger plurality in California, which is a one-party state now, and that the 800,000 African-Americans that stayed home, did not vote for Hillary Clinton, will come back. And a combination of the two in places like Philadelphia, Detroit, Milwaukee, would give them a very slim victory. That's the strategy on the Democratic side.
But Bill, on your four planks for Trump, I want to focus on one here because we get this question a lot. I mean, the economy in ISIS, he's got great arguments for, I think. And these are really strong ones. I'm not a fan of the trade stuff. But on the border, one thing I get all the time from conservatives is Trump is sounding great and being very strong on the border now. Where was this the first 2 years when they had control and an ability to do something about it?
Look, Trump wanted what they call comprehensive illegal immigration bill, a new immigration bill. But there were enough Republicans in the House that didn't want it. And that's why he couldn't get it done. And Ryan, the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, never backed it. And Trump was so inexperienced, and this is a large part of my book, Donald Trump to this day still does not understand Washington, D.C.
Good.
He still doesn't understand it. he was so inexperienced, and he didn't understand that Ryan was basically undermining him in a lot of these things.
Yes.
And I have an unbelievable part where Ryan and Romney get together during the campaign where Trump, it looks like he's going to be over the top, and Ryan and Romney try to pull a coup. And very few people know about this. That's why you're going to love the book. But anyway, Trump, it's convoluted and confused, but when he walked in, he had no idea that the Republicans weren't going to back his immigration play, and they didn't.
Okay, you can pre-order that book. It is, what's the name of that cute little thing you're doing?
United States of Trump, How the President Really Sees America.
All right, well, you might sell a few copies. And
I might have the subtitle changed to How the President Loathes Bill O'Reilly.
Okay.
Every day, some days he likes me, some days he hates me.
Well,
it's pretty funny.
That's, you know what's even funnier? He hates me every day. So, all right. So, Bill.
Yes.
I called Bill. I've wanted to do this for a long time, and I've talked about doing it for a long time. And finally, we've just pulled the trigger on it. And history is really important. And people are, you know, they'll go on vacation and you'll take your kids to Disney and you'll spend a fortune. And what you'll do is you'll come back with a bunch of crap and you'll kind of be pissed off. And it'll be a good memory and everything else. But you really haven't really done anything where you're strengthening your family, per se. So what we've done is we're going to do a cruise through history, we're inviting you to take your family, take your kids or your grandkids, or just come as a couple. We're going to begin our journey in Venice. You're going to learn the history of the Renaissance. You're going to learn the history of the Republic as we stop in Athens. We're going to go to Croatia, and then we are stopping. Our final stop will be in Israel, and Bill O'Reilly will be joining me, as well as Rabbi Daniel Lappin. There's nothing like learning about Israel and the roots of our religion with Daniel Lappin. David Barton will be there. Stu will be there, and I will be on the cruise the whole time, and we can't wait for you to join us. It is happening next spring, and Bill is joining. You're joining us in Israel, are you not, Bill?
I think I'm gonna hop on board in Dubrovnik in Croatia.
Ah, very cool.
I've been there. It's so beautiful. I mean, it's an amazing itinerary that you've laid out. Now, I had to ask for a cabin away from Beck because he gets seasick.
But I'll need somebody to hold me, Bill.
It's not because he's face painting. But I'm going to jump on in Croatia, I think, and we're going to do a couple of events, and it should be a lot of fun.
And we're going to be at Caesarea. Stu, you didn't go to Restoring Courage, but do you remember the first night event we did,
mm-hmm.
where Paul was actually brought to justice, if you will? And that is the same place we're going to be doing it. We're going to be doing an event there as well. So we want you to find out all about it and join us on this cruise. Again, it happens next spring. And you can find out all of the information at comesailaway.com, comesailaway.com, and join us for a cruise through history, one where everyone will have a blast, see incredible things, but also learn about the Republic and our faith and our freedom. That's next season, comesailaway.com. Thanks so much, Bill. Talk to you again.
Okay.
All right. All right. Let me tell you a little bit about X-Chair. X-Chair is the best chair I've ever sat in. I could have this at a movie theater, and I would be thrilled having this in a movie theater. And I'm a seat snob now.
I know once you get into the nice theaters that they're building lately, some of them are really nice, the nice recliners
they're
and stuff.
Crazy.
These could absolutely fit in one of those theaters.
Yeah. I remember in 1982, when was the year 83? When did Empire Strikes Back come back?
I think 82.
82. So I was in Washington, D.C., and I went to
80,
the...
maybe.
I went to the MPAA, the Motion Picture Association of America, in Washington, D.C., and they had full recliners and they served drinks and everything during the movie. And I was like, this is that somebody's got to make a movie theater like this. Well, now they are. I'm telling you, I could sit in this chair, the X chair, and watch a movie, and I'd be thrilled. Remember, this is an office chair for home or the office. It is the most supportive and comfortable chair you'll sit in. Try it for yourself. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. It's xchairbeck.com. That's 844-4XCHAIR or the letter X, chairbeck.com. Mom has an office at home. Great Mother's Day. Great Mother's Day gift. xchairbeck.com. Get $100 off now if you use the promo code XWheels. You're also going to set the new XWheels, which are the difference between a Matchbox car and Hot Wheels. They are great. XWheels is the promo code. If you use it, it's 844-4XCHAIR or xchairbeck.com. Welcome to the program. I'm glad that you have joined us today. It's been a great show. If you've missed some of it, you make sure you go back and listen to the podcast. You can find it at iTunes or wherever podcasts are found. What is the podcast for tomorrow? Who am I interviewing tomorrow?
Well, obviously, with that question, Glenn, there's always a good answer. And
yes,
that answer
and,
is...
Let's and see, you're what's looking it, right now.
Today, would be, this would be Andy Ionescu. Right? The guy the Romanian guy? Yeah. This is a guy who had to deal with socialism and communism.
Yeah.
And is now a little critical of our new direction here in the United States.
Yeah. And left Romania because he said he started to see the politicians start to do the same thing. Mm. And so he came to America after the collapse of the Soviet Union, came to America and he was like, this is great. Now he's seeing us do it. And so he is trying to get the word out. Hey, can somebody stop this in America? I know exactly what it is. If you have somebody who think they know what socialism is, let them hear from the expert. He will clear up socialism, communism.
It's a great time to subscribe. Next week is Mike Lee.
It's a great interview with Mike Lee. Subscribe now, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast. I want to talk to you about our sponsor this half hour. It is the spotlight sponsor, realestateagentsitrust.com. Looking to buy or sell a home, you need somebody you can trust. You need somebody who is going to work with you. Our real estate agents are really amazing. I've had letters from people who say, you know, my real estate agent was over helping me paint my house or straighten my garden to give it more curb appeal. I mean, these are people just like you, except they have the track record in your area on getting the house sold or helping you move into a new area and finding the right house and the right neighborhood for you and your family. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. It's a free service. All you have to do is go there and we matchmake you with the best real estate agent in the area. Do your own homework, interview them, interview somebody else. But see if you don't find a huge difference with realestateagentsitrust.com. They will sell your home on time and for the most amount of money and get you into the right house for you at the right price in the right neighborhood. Realestateagentsitrust.com. That's realestateagentsitrust.com.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Boy, Bill O'Reilly would be exactly right if it looks like this is true. Biden is now surging past Sanders in New Hampshire in the latest poll. It's over for that field of 22 if this is the way Biden is entering this race. And if it holds, it looks like it will be a Trump-Biden race. And that's a real uphill battle for Biden, but also probably a stiff competitor also for Donald Trump. Donald Trump has the economy going for him. However, we have these tariffs that are happening, and the tariffs are going to get worse as of today. And we haven't seen how China is going to respond, but as the International Monetary Fund said, this is a real war. It is a trade war, and it's becoming costly to both sides. We'll get into that and some really cool good news I just want to share. I feel like the flying car has finally arrived. In some ways, I feel like the flying car has finally arrived. And I want to show it to you next.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
CarShield. CarShield.com. If you need extended coverage, your warranty has expired, and you need extended coverage, CarShield has it. CarShield has it for you in a way that is perfect. If your car has 5,000, 150,000 miles on it and you're out of warranty, you do not want to have to fix your car. You just don't want to do it, because now you can't just go in and tinker. You can't go to Pep Boys and, you know, just grab something and work on it over the weekend with your son. Now you've got to have a mechanic repair a sensor or replace a sensor, and that sensor could be $1,000. Most people don't have $500 to put into their car if something goes wrong. I mean, when that engine check engine light goes off, I start to sweat. If you're like that, don't worry about it. Don't sweat it anymore. Get CarShield.com. CarShield.com saved me a buttload of money on repairs that I've had to have done to my cars that were out of warranty. It's CarShield.com, or call 800-CAR-6000. 800-CAR-6000. CarShield.com. Okay, I thought it was just me, and so I checked with Stu, and then I checked with Pat to make sure that it wasn't just me. And I saw this morning. I got up and I thought, this has got to be a concept car, because it's the coolest interior of a car I've ever seen, and I've never seen an exterior quite like it. But that's not as impressive as the interior. And you know how you see concept cars and you're like, they should build that. And then they never do.
Right.
Because they always look so cool on the inside, right?
Right. Because you go to like a car show and they have the like one example of how this car could theoretically look like. And then, you know, 5 years later when it actually comes out, it looks nothing like that.
Okay. So now I want to preface this with, I think this is incredibly an impractical car. Okay. I showed it to my wife this morning about 5, and she's like, where do you put the dog? Okay. So it's a very impractical car, but it is the new SUV from Mercedes-Benz Maybach, and it's made in Marysville, Ohio. Now, I thought this car, I thought there's no way this car is a bazillion dollars, got to be over $1 million. And it's got to be competing with a Rolls Royce of at least 500. Okay. It's expensive. I'll tell you the price, but it's not that. But again, I'm not showing it because I think it's something that everybody should go out and buy. I'm showing it because cars are starting to be like the concept cars. Roll the video here of this. This is the new Maybach Mercedes SUV. And it is beautiful on the outside, but when you go into the inside, have you ever seen anything but a concept car look like that?
No. I mean, it looks like it's like a spaceship. It legitimately looks like it could be in a movie.
Right? A futuristic car. It's like a iRobot.
Yeah.
You see those cars, you know, and they're usually like Volvo or Saab or something like that, Audi, and you're like, why doesn't Audi make that car?
Yeah.
They're making it. In Marysville, Ohio.
Yeah, and that's a big part of this, too.
Right.
Pretty impressive that it's happening. It's being assembled in America.
Which I love. Mm-hmm. I just love. I posted this so you could see it. It's like...
GlennBeck.com.
Yeah, it's crazy space age look. And it has... I mean, you can tell which market they're going for, because in the center console of the back seat, it's like an SUV limousine. And in the center console, it has this glass thing, this glass-like cover that just slips away into the console, and it has a tea set in there. So I guess it's for your, like, 5-year-old girl or the Chinese.
Right.
But I imagine that you could have that made into something else, I'm sure.
I'm not a huge fan of hot liquids
bouncing
around in cars.
No.
This
car is completely, it's white. The interior is just solid white. And you know, I mean, what? Who could keep a white car clean?
It would have to be like
somebody in a suit all the time,
right? It's only for picking up business, like contacts, and at the airport or bringing them to nice dinners. I don't know
because,
what
I
else
mean,
you
have a pair of jeans in that, and it's over.
Yeah,
right. I mean, it would be over. It would be over in my family, you know, quickly. But look at the panels on the ceiling. It's full
glass on the top.
Panels on the ceiling. It looks like a jet on the inside.
And it's one of these new cars that has what looks like a giant iPad as their entire screen.
Yeah.
Like, these screens are getting so big. Eventually, they're just going to cover the windshield. They're just going to cover the windshield. You're just going to look through the iPad, and the iPad will be a camera, and you'll be able to see the road that way. Like, that's the only way. Because at this point, the screens are getting so large, but this is a beautiful car.
That's unbelievable.
And it's amazing that it's actually available or soon available, right?
Yeah, it's available this fall. I mean, the wood on the side has inlaid I don't even know LED lights in a pattern. It is the car of the future that we've always seen. It's coming out this fall. They're already in production in Marysville. How much do you think that, just looking at it, how much do you think that's worth?
I guessed $1 million. It looks like a, you know, like one of those high, like, end Bentley type of, I mean, it looks better in many ways than that because it looks more futuristic.
Yeah, it looks absolutely futuristic. I've never seen a car look like this before. That car is $200,000.
Now, that's a lot for a car.
That's a huge amount for a car.
However,
that's only, what is that, double the price of the sedan? Of the top S class
Mercedes.
Mercedes is what, about 100, 110,000, something like that. So that's double that.
But it looks like it's much more than double. Right?
Yeah, I mean, this is crazy, and I'll bet this one is a lot more because this one has like rose gold all over it. But you have to see this car because have you ever seen a car actually look like the concept car for sale?
Yeah. And built in America.
Yeah, it's great.
It's a really cool.
Great.
It's a cool. I mean, that is an amazing. And it's interesting. Built in America, and at least their demo car does seem to be targeted towards the Chinese market in several ways. And you wonder. I mean, that's kind of interesting, right? I mean, we have been.
We're the secondary market now.
Yeah, we're the secondary market. I mean, we're already the second largest exporter in the world, which people don't realize. They think because because China has passed us with, by the way, you know, four times the amount of people. It's not shocking that they would pass us eventually. But we're still the number two exporter in the world and the number two manufacturer in the world. So I guess it's not that shocking that we'd be exporting, but it's a kind of a cool story.
And I like the fact that it's assembled here in America. Because it's not just like a regular car. That's a craftsman's car. You know what I mean? That's like what you expect, like from what crew in England that makes all the Bentleys, you know, where to have the top of the line Mercedes assembled here in America, I think is fantastic. I just love that.
And it's one of those things where, yes, the evil rich people will be the only one buying it right now, but that technology.
Oh, that'll all be seen in.
It happens faster and faster now.
I mean, it's crazy. You said, what was it today? Oh, we were talking about the Impossible Burger.
Oh, yeah.
And so Stu did a taste test with me and Pat on this Impossible Burger. Explain it.
The Impossible Burger is like a plant-based burger that is attempting to taste like meat. And so it's a company. They've done a lot of, you know, research, and they've made it. And I've had every veggie burger on the planet, basically. And this one is the best one by, to me, a good margin.
He's been coming in for weeks going, you guys got to try this. It's, and we're like, no. Because those veggie burgers, they always taste like sawdust.
Right. And so this is not I don't even know how, it's different than a veggie burger, right? Like, it's actually tastes like a burger. But again, I haven't had a burger in a long time.
Yeah.
So I was like, maybe I would like to see Pat and Glenn, who are actual, I would say, meat eating experts.
yes,
try this and see if they think
it
does
live,
too.
A cow is the only thing I need to live. Because I could have ice cream and steak every day and I'm a happy man.
Okay? And cheese. You could cheese
and
out
cheese.
Of that.
I have everything I need in one animal.
So we did a taste test. We got two burgers from a place here in Texas. Made the exact same way, one regular burger and one the Impossible Burger, and did a side-by-side blind taste test.
And both Pat and I, hands down, thought the Impossible Burger was the real burger, and we thought the real burger didn't taste as good.
That's incredible.
I mean, it was... I mean, there's no way I would have guessed that.
I would, because I was trying to get you over the hurdle of, yeah, you know, I could eat one of these. They're not bad. Like, that's kind of what I was thinking.
No,
it
I
was you. It I actually
could,
fooled
if,
you.
If I mean, I just like steak. So I mean, sure. It's not a steak. It is ground beef.
Yeah,
right. You can fool me on ground beef. I would eat that in tacos. I would eat that in hamburger. You know that I'm done. That's great. I could have that all the time over regular beef. But I like a steak, you know, so yeah. I'm not ready to go vegetarian, but I got to tell you, there is what I love about this is we were talking about this morning and I said, the last time I had a veggie burger, it tasted literally like sawdust and it must have been 15 years ago, 10, 15 years ago. And you looked at me and said, well, it's been 10 years. I'm like, we had fire for 5,000 years, okay? Yeah. It's been 10 years to make sawdust taste like beef. I mean, it really tastes like beef, and it's natural. And this is the greatest thing, because we are on the verge now of having these kinds of massive advancements happen on a daily basis. In 10 years, it will be like this. Every day, where you'll have something you'll be like, shut up, no way. That is the world we're headed towards. And the free market system is doing it. And it kills me because the environmentalists are coming after places like Red Robin. Or actually, they're not going after Red Robin. They're going after the Impossible Burger, right?
Yeah. And there's some criticism from the hardcore vegetarian, vegan types that say, you shouldn't serve this at those restaurants because they serve regular hamburgers and you're giving a company that serves regular meat all this money. And it's like, are you kidding me? Like these are people that you could win over if you have a good product, which they do. You know, people will absolutely try it. And if they like it, they'll eat it. It's just the same. You know, Pat made the point with solar and wind. When those things are better and cheaper than fossil fuels, we're not like locked into fossil fuels. We want the best thing. And fossil fuels are the best thing right now. But if solar starts getting to the point where it's basically free electricity and everyone, you know, we're all going to be on board with it. I don't have any loyalty to a good oil company. I don't care about them.
I don't care.
I just care about civilization, which is what electricity basically represents.
And this is a great example. This is just a great example of leave the free market system alone. The future is so bright. So bright with the free market system. We are on the verge of everything we could possibly imagine. And yet, what are we doing? We are dragging ourselves back to the fire, back to cavemen, back to, no, everyone must live in block housing. No! Stop thinking it's 1951, America. I don't even mean 1951 America. I mean, stop thinking about that, America. It's not 1951 Soviet bloc. All right. Relief factor. If you're in constant pain, you're not alone. Pain will be a thing of the past, I believe. And for millions of Americans, pain is already starting to be a thing of the past. I'm taking Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is something that I was so desperate that I just would do anything. I just couldn't live this way anymore. And I didn't think it would work for me because I'm, you know, it's all natural and it reduces inflammation. Oh, please. So does Motrin. And that doesn't help. This has changed my life. It truly has changed my life. I take it 3 times a day, breakfast, lunch and dinner, and it makes a massive difference. Inflammation is one of our biggest problems. 70% of the people who try Relief Factor find relief and go on to order month after month. That's why they have a 3-week trial period, because they want you to see if it works. Just take it for 3 weeks. If not, cancel. Don't order anymore. If it does, you'll get your life back. I have. 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Or relieffactor.com. We pause for 10 seconds. Station ID. By the way, we announced that Bill O'Reilly, Stu, David Barton, and Rabbi Lappin, we're all going on a cruise through history, and we're going to have some really incredible stuff that we're going to be teaching all the way through. We invite you to take this cruise with your family or your kids or your grandkids, and you'll not only see amazing things, but you will also learn from the experts that can tell you all kinds of great things about our freedom, the birthplace of republic, the birthplace of our religion. We are going to be starting in Milan and then Venice. Then we're going to Croatia, Athens, and then Israel. And we're going to be doing shows for you. It's only just for the cruise, and you can find out more about it. It happens next spring, and you can find all the information at comesailaway.com. That's comesailaway.com.
Yeah, it seems like the site has been shut down by the traffic at this point, but keep trying today, and it'll
keep
be
trying. It's an incredible ship. This is a brand new, I think it's a maiden voyage of this ship. Brand new, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
So they're, the new tariffs are coming into effect. Looks like today, we're talking about another, 15% extra tariff on $200 billion worth of goods and another 25% coming on $375 billion of goods from China.
This will now affect Apple. If they go through the second part, the 25% or the 15% increase on where the tariff was at 10%, now bringing that up to 25, that does not include companies like Apple. But the second 25%, that does include Apple. That means your Apple iPhone, you know, is going to cost them 25% more to make, and you're going to be seeing some of those costs.
And any phone, really. I mean, they're, you know, a lot of it goes through China. The big winner in these sort of trade, like something like this, the big winner is a country like Bangladesh or a country like India. Mm-hmm. A country that's not stuck in the trade war but has lower, it's not really a net win. It's a net loss to both US and China in major ways. I mean, if you think about it this way, you have so far there was $20 billion on in additional taxes. A tariff is just a tax, and it's a tax paid by US companies, not Chinese companies. US companies pay the tax. So US companies pay the tax, and they pass a good chunk of that along to consumers. Not 100% of it, but a good percentage.
Probably 80%.
Yeah. So you have $20 billion that have already been applied on Chinese goods. An extra $30 billion comes today, and the new amount would be another, on top of that, $94 billion a year in taxes, which comes out to about $122 billion a year. To put that number into perspective, the Trump tax cut was $1.5 trillion over 10 years. So about $150 billion a year in tax cuts was the entire tax cut. And these tariffs just on one country, China, $122 billion in additional taxes.
So you've already almost erased the Trump tax cut the first round. You've definitely done it now this round.
I mean,
with one country.
That's, you know, you combine everything, I think you probably have. Or at least a good chunk of it. I mean, I will say there are other things that happen sometimes. For example, some of these countries will move operations. Very few of them move them to the United States because it's just the difference between China and the United States cost-wise is so ridiculous. But they go to lower-cost countries like Bangladesh. They go to India. They go to nearby places. So that being said, you have those opportunities. So those countries will probably benefit.
And in a way, that does benefit us because China is truly a menace to the world. I really believe China is a menace to the world with what they're building in this prison state that they have is truly frightening. I think they're the biggest threat to mankind we have seen in all of humankind.
Really?
I do.
I mean, they were probably be number one on that list from their old regime, but now you're saying they're number one on the list from the new regime.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever faced a threat as human beings, not as a country. I don't think we've ever faced a threat as human beings as dangerous and destructive as China is today, and China 2025 is even worse. Back in a minute.
You're listening to Glenn
Beck.
I wish I said I could say I don't believe this story, but I do, because the stories every day are insane. Recent group of criminals that had been burglarizing this area had been asked by police, why are you doing that? And they said, it's because we have a right to the nice things in that home. If they haven't burglarized their home or haven't put anti-burglary system on it, we have a right to it. If it has an alarm system, we'll go to the next one. But that stuff is ours. It's an invitation. This is the kind of mindset we're dealing with now. You've got to have a burglar alarm on your home. And the most affordable, and I can officially now say, the best system you can buy, and I have reason to back that up, and we'll talk about it coming up, but it's SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeBeck.com. Get free home security camera when you order. It's a $100 value. You'll have eyes on your home 24/7, video evidence of whoever's trying to break in at SimpliSafeBeck.com. That's SimpliSafeBeck.com. Do it now.
Check out blazetv.com/Glenn to subscribe to Blaze TV. If you use the promo code Glenn, you'll save $10 and you can spend it on an Impossible Burger.
Dan Andros, a guy who started with me in 2000.
Well, it was actually 1999. We remember we were all together for the big Y2K switch scare.
Yeah, that's right.
We were
that's
all wondering right. if we were going to explode.
That's right.
Planes fell out of the sky, right? I remember that. That was when planes fell out of the sky, yeah. and the world awful. Basically ended.
Yeah, it was awful.
it was awful.
It was awful.
Now over at FaithWire, faithwire.com, if you'd like to get some, some news about faith with an anchor,
yes.
In something that's actually real, yes. We love FaithWire, and you guys are going to be working on you went to Israel last year.
Correct.
We have the big special next week coming out with your visit. With Jason Buttrell from this staff as well for the moving of the embassy, a pretty historic moment.
Turned into something, Dan, that you thought it turned into something entirely different.
Yeah, I mean, we were there to mark that occasion where, you know, every president pretty much for as far back as we can remember in modern history was promising to do this, and none of them did it. And to Trump's credit, he did it. He got it done, and he actually had the courage to do it. And we got to witness firsthand sort of how the media concocts a narrative on Israel. I mean, we saw it just the other day. It was hey, Israel has shot back at Gaza, and that's when they pick up the story. It's not the hundreds of rockets that just got shot randomly into those southern cities in Israel before that.
So that's why you're in town. But there's something else that you guys are covering today, and that's a big pro-life rally in Philadelphia.
Right.
How big is this?
The crowds are good. I haven't looked at, we have a live feed going in. I've been taping our special, so I haven't actually seen the crowds, but
from
the reports, It looks like there's a lot of people there. Matt Walsh had actually been the first to tweet it out, because if did you guys see the story of Brian Sims, a Democratic rep from Pennsylvania, who went on tape, and you know what it reminded me of? He was berating a pro-lifer out there, an elderly woman who was just out there alone, and she was out there praying for the, you know, butchery that was going inside Planned Parenthood, hoping that hearts and minds would change.
And some big teenagers, too, he was berating.
And that was in a separate video, and he was trying to dox them. He was asking 100 people $100 he'd give them if someone knew these people's names and addresses and would give
imagine
them out.
Imagine doing that to teenage girls.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and this is an elected
official.
Official. And so he was on camera doing that, and so Matt Walsh tweeted it out and said, hey, we should go to this place. And so that's what's happening there today, and we're live streaming it on faithwire.com.
Faithwire's there. Our own Graham Allen is there as well. Abby Johnson from the movie Unplanned is her story. She's there. Lila Rose is there. I mean, it's turned into a big thing, and thank God that there's still people out there reacting to a video which was blatant harassment of elderly people and teenagers who are praying.
Can you imagine?
It's just so, imagine, we've slipped so far.
You as an adult male say, I'll give people $100 if you can identify these people and tell me where they live. For what purpose? Yeah. For what purpose?
Well, and it's against the exact same. He was sitting there saying they're shaming people. They're shaming people for who go in there. And it's like, that. No, that's what you're doing. what a woman like that was doing and what those kids were doing, I've watched countless hours of these protesters, these Christians that are out in front of Planned Parenthood and other pro-lifers as well. And not once have I seen them out there being brutal and shaming them and yelling at them. No, they're pleading with them. They want to save the lives of these children that are going in
there. I've seen people shaming, baby killer, things like that. I have seen that. But I think that's changing. I think that was 20 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Now people are just much cooler about it. Yeah. And they really are. I mean, that's the way to do it. You're not going to change anyone's heart by calling them a baby killer.
Right. And could it be possible that, because I now that you mentioned it, I can remember seeing some of those clips back in the day too. Is it possible that that's just what the media chose to show us?
Yeah.
Like, yes, they chose to show us that instead of, I mean, we had a report on a guy who has stood out in front of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Orlando for, I think, almost a decade now. And they've credited over 2,000 babies saved because of this guy. And he's a simple guy. And all he does is go out there and preach the gospel to these women going in. You know, hey, God doesn't want you to do this. Come talk to me. I want to show you this. And God's word changes their hearts.
Yeah, because usually it's a tough decision, right? I mean, you're going in there. If you've decided you're going to go abort your child, it's a big decision in your life. You're scared. The best perspective on this, I thought, was Abby Johnson when she was in here talking to us. And she said, because in the movie, if you haven't seen Unplanned, anyone who hasn't seen it, there's a scene right at the beginning where there are some of these protesters, and one guy's dressed as a Grim Reaper, and he's screaming at the women as they come in. And you could say, well, I would, because I'm sure I'm on the same side of the argument, generally speaking, a pro-life side. But the approach is so interesting, and she mentioned it, I thought, was really interesting, because she was a Planned Parenthood clinic director, and she was on the other side of it. And she said what that dynamic creates is a place where the woman or the clinic worker comes out to the car and meets the woman, and the woman who is making this decision feels that that the Planned Parenthood worker is the one providing the safe space. She's the one who's giving protection. She's the one helping her. So in that moment, the person who's helping her is actually the Planned Parenthood worker who's protecting her from these crazy people outside the walls. And it actually causes people to go in more often.
It's like looking at Mengele when you got off the train as he's the guy who's going to help you. No, he's going to do medical things to you that you're not going to like.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
And if you, I am convinced, I mean, if you are not convinced that what we are witnessing is not a political battle as far as abortion goes, but it is a battle of between good and evil and between against the
Dan, almost the everything is now
spiritual forces of wickedness.
Yeah.
That is what we're seeing. Do you remember the video of the guy, the abortion doctor a couple years ago, and he was growling at the guy with the camera out there?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was like there was a demon in him. I mean, there was a demon in him. I'm just convinced now that he wasn't joking around or trying to be funny. That guy had evil in him. And I just don't know how you can boil down this issue to anything else when the science keeps, the more we have technology, the more we see. We can detect the heartbeat so early. That's what the Georgia bill was just passed.
And we're not even arguing what we used to argue. We used to argue with compassion, and it was, well, you want to do that to your daughter? You want your daughter? And so they would trap you in this little pocket of compassion where most people are like, no, I don't want to even think about this.
Yeah.
But we're not even talking about that now.
No.
We're talking about 5 minutes before birth.
Yeah.
And they can't bring themselves
to say it's a child.
To say it's a child, I mean, to go against the sacred cow.
Audio, when was it, from CNN?
Yeah, Chris Cuomo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where the woman said to Rick Santorum, that's not a baby inside of her.
What is it?
Is there anyone who actually... Then why do we have baby showers?
Right. Or baby bump. Yeah. What's your baby bump? That's the fetus bump. No one says it's the fetus bump.
Yeah. And by the way, fetus, they're like, oh, that's a fetus in there. Did you know what fetus is? It's Latin for offspring. It's, it's the Latin word for baby.
Yeah.
It's a baby. That's not some magical scientific word that means clump of cells.
Right.
It means child.
Yeah. And I was talking to a pro-choice guy the other day, and we were talking about the line, right? Like, we would say, I think I'll hear that, you know, conception's the line. And we're now talking about, no, it's passing the birth canal and maybe beyond that is the line.
And, you know, I think there used to be a position where it was, maybe it was viability, right? Like the baby can live on its own, mm-hmm. which is around, you know, 22, 23, 24 weeks, or if it's cognitive ability. And there are all these different lines that we used to talk about. And you think about those things, it, like, you know, they talk about cognitive ability might be around 12 weeks where that starts to begin. And it's like, that is a conservative dream right now. Like, these people who think of themselves as pro-choice are advocating positions that are way to the right to where we are, mm-hmm. from where we are. These are massive conservative moves. These are, I mean, Republicans have problems getting 20-week bans passed, let alone 12 weeks. These are people who are telling me they are pro-choice and saying, well, not after the first trimester, obviously. Like, wait a minute. Whoa, let's go back to that Roe versus Wade standard because it's quaint compared to where we are now. Mm-hmm. We're talking about, we have on this board to my left is in five categories are 22 different candidates running for the Democratic nomination. They can't find one of them to say that abortion 5 minutes before birth is wrong. They can't find one of them to say that.
I mean, that is
fascinating to me.
Think of the lack of moral courage you have to have or not have to not be able to stand up to that. And I'm looking for one. I would love to just have one. Where is the Democrat who is willing to buck that platform right now? Because they are obviously afraid of that constituency that just loves to just champion that abortion.
So let me just give you some headlines. If you don't think that we are in a battle of just the biggest change, just leave it at that, good and evil, or just the biggest change a culture maybe has ever seen. Listen to these. College faculty chair compares Chick-fil-A to pornography as the academic senate votes to kick the restaurant off of campus.
Is it possible they're just talking about the chicken is too tasty? Yeah, and it's like porn, right? Mm-hmm.
Second Colorado shooting suspect is a transgender girl who identifies as a boy. Converse announces a new partnership. Converse, a new partnership with an 11-year-old child. That child, you know, because they are famous for dressing in drag and dancing in gay nightclubs. Converse.
That one's
Converse, I was too controversial for Converse. Remember, Converse never made a special shoe for me. I made Converse very, very famous again back in, 2008 and 2010. That was a big deal, was my Converse.
I remember that, yeah.
I was way too controversial. An 11-year-old child who is famous for dressing in drag and dancing in gay nightclubs is their new partner.
Is this the one that there's footage of the men in the club coming up and throwing dollars at him?
He's the one that went on Good Morning America, and there was that clip with Strahan. And the kid comes out, and Good Morning America, I mean, that's like family-friendly, allegedly. And this kid is 11, and he comes out, and he's making all these gyrating sexual moves on the floor, and everyone's cheering. It's
sick.
It's sick.
How about this one? Parents say, these are just today's headlines, by the way. Parents say a second grade teacher tried to convince their son, 8, that he was transgendered. Parents say he feels different now. He's confused.
Jeez.
This is the beginning of the fundamental transformation of America. Mm. This next election completes it. It completes it. We either say, I've had enough of this, or we embrace it. But this next election, if we embrace it, it completes it. This is who we are. Thanks, Dan. And we'll see you tonight on the News and Why It Matters.
Looking forward to it.
Okay, great. And you'll be here next week, too, because we have a special with Israel. We'll tell you more about that coming up. Mercury Real Estate is our sponsor, realestateagentsitrust.com. Real Estate Agents I Trust, if you are looking to buy or sell a new house or your house, all you have to do is just get online to realestateagentsitrust.com. Within an hour, usually, you have a real estate agent contacting you. And these are not the real estate agents who are going to like, we're going to blow up balloons and we're going to have open houses every Saturday. Well, I'm going to bring some more real estate agents in. If we could have some more cookies on the counter, that would be great. Now, do you have a plan? Yes, realestateagentsitrust.com. These real estate agents have been hand-selected by my team because of their track record. They have the best track record in your area of selling homes. Some of these people make more than all of the other real estate agents in your area combined. I mean, they are the best of the best. realestateagentsitrust.com. That's realestateagentsitrust.com. Welcome back to the program. There's something that we didn't get a chance to talk about today that I definitely wanted to make sure we get to. Is the co-founder of Facebook says we've got to break up Facebook. It's dangerous. And he is absolutely right. It is dangerous. However, I so caution conservatives, please do not start talking about regulating these companies. If we get into bed, if the United States government gets into bed and has their hooks into these companies any more than they already do, and these companies are going to be consulted on, well, what should the regulation be like? They will close the doors for any kind of competition. And you will have, if you think the cable industry and television industry was hard for conservatives to do, you'll have no chance. And they're not violating the First Amendment. They can kick off anybody they want because they're a business.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bill of Rights goes away if these companies are the companies that squash everything else for competition. And you just can't start your own Google because of the legal ramifications of it. It's all stacked in their favor, just like it's always been for everything else until regulation is lifted. Remember what things were like with AT&T? That's because they were regulated. Ma Bell, they had regulations and you couldn't do anything about it. As soon as those regulations were lifted, we had all kinds of new things. This is Google, Amazon, Facebook, Apple saying, regulate us. Please regulate us.
Tell us the rules because we have enough money to do anything. The person who's starting up a new company,
they won't
be able to hit those standards.
They won't be able to do it. I remember Bill Gates said just with the regulation because of Microsoft now, you wouldn't be able to start a new competitor for Microsoft. He said, I couldn't do today what I did back then. I couldn't start Microsoft.
This is a guy who is accused of being in violation of antitrust legislation. This is a guy, I mean, think about that. This is a guy who's being accused of being a monopoly in court. And his point is, yeah, I couldn't even start this company. I couldn't start any competition right now because of the way this is set up. And this is not a conservative, obviously. Bill Gates.
Yeah. So please, we'll talk about it, but please, before you start saying, you know, we should regulate, just think it through, and we'll help you on that next week. Have a safe weekend. God bless you. Thank you so much for your support.
You're welcome.
Not you. Don't care about your support, Stu.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.